Jumping in this week's Business or Bullshit, Chris Seed is founder and managing director of Mr. Bug, Connell Cunningham. So that brings us to the favourite part of the show, the Business or Bullshit Bob quiz. This is when I ask you a list of terms and phrases commonly used in business, and all you have to do is tell us whether you think they are business or bullshit, and we may challenge you, or
and you can
can discuss.
You don't have to just say
no unpacking. We've banned that bullshit term.
Well, unpacking?
And we decided earlier, didn't we?
Expand on your answer.
Expand, yeah. You can do a journey of unpacking it.
I'm not very corporate. If this is.
Well, let's see, okay. What his words are.
All right, let's go.
Personality type tests. Have you ever done a Myers-Briggs?
Oh, I have. Yeah, bollocks.
What did it tell you?
I'm some sort of sociopath or something like that.
That's what they normally tell you.
If you'd had a more favourable result, maybe you'd be...
I'd be in favour of it. You know, kind, generous, nice, benevolent.
Perfect businessman. Yeah. You
know. So are we saying those are bullshit?
Unfortunately, I think it might be true. Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
I haven't seen anyone else's.
I've occasionally...
They might all look the same.
Yeah. Occasionally when going for jobs, I've had to do them. And then normally, you know, they do normally get your personality. Like, they're like, you know...
It's your personality's under stress.
Anally retentive. It's
under stress.
Like your own way. Yeah, no shit. So does everybody. But, you know, you kind of go, yeah, that does sound like me. So maybe they're good in terms of being able to judge.
You're supposed to plot them on a graph and sit, and you want an organization with a broad spectrum of people. And interestingly, when we did it in this firm, this is years ago, like 20 years ago, we did it. My dad was kind of in the middle, which is a really good sign for a leader. And everyone was just around him in this really hilarious way. All of the top leadership team. But really, you don't want everyone in the same place. That is true. If you do them and they broadly say to you, you've got this many autistics, you've got this many ADHD, you've got this many people who just care about people, and you've got this many people who eat insects, you're in.
You don't want too many chiefs and not enough Indians. Is that what you're saying?
You want diversity, and that's all it's about, of mentality. Anyway, planned obsolescence. You aware of this concept?
I am. I think that is something which is awful.
Yeah.
And needs
bullshit.
To be sorted out. Planned obsolescence is absolutely...
It's a way of making money.
It's disgusting.
Yeah. But businesses worked out that they'd go out of business without it. That was the problem. So Crocs is a great example of planned obsolescence. They made a product that lasts 1,000 years, and then they sold everyone a pair of Crocs, and then they started going bust.
I did exactly the same thing.
Yeah, they then have sort of come back.
But at some point, we have to sort of sort ourselves out and decide whether we're just going to be making lots of money and not being able to eat or breathe or anything like that.
So. It's a tension of capitalism, yeah. though,
if
isn't it?
If you can't breathe,
which,
I think
which
the money
way are we
thing
go?
Is like...
It doesn't really matter, is it? You know, so... Yeah.
But I also think of planned obsolescence in the way I think of it, or in business, is that, you know, the people that found a business are often not the best people to grow the business all the way through its life.
I agree.
And as a kind of somebody running a business, you've got to plan for your own obsolescence and have other people that can
take it internally.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
Is it my go?
Mm.
Investment TV shows. Have you thought about Dragon's Den yet?
Absolute bullshit. Total bullshit.
Until I go on it next month.
Oh, you know what? Our last product we did, my wife and I, we came up with, she's called it her invention. I said that we did it together. But anyway, it doesn't matter. Basically, Dragon's Den invited us on. It was this little device that pulled bags out of it. It was for shopping bags initially that you put onto your key ring. So when you go back to the shops, you had bags with you. The whole idea there.
Oh, right, okay.
But it got taken up by people, by dog walkers, because it's really easy to take a bag out. One bag comes out at a time. It's really, really simple. I went, Dragon's Den invited us along. I turned up there at the BBC studios and they said, where's the woman? And I went, well, you got me. And they went, we want the woman. I said, she's not doing it.
Sexism gone mad, that is.
So I said, screw this. And yeah.
Oh, right, so you never did it?
No.
That is live sexism. Did you hear that, Pippa?
I thought it was fabulous.
Imagine,
always want the woman.
Imagine turning up though as a woman else. And being said, well, where's the man?
Yeah, that's been happening for the last 80
Two wrongs don't make a right, love.
Fair enough.
Women know your limits. Anyway. China.
China.
not the crockery, presumably.
I mean, what do you want? I mean,
yeah, I want you to be taken down by.
He wants you to say whether it's business
madness
or bullshit.
And everything was thrown over there. I mean, I still ponder at it. I mean, once again, it's just profit over any common sense and really short-sighted.
Lots of bland obsolescence came out of China.
Yeah. Are we calling bullshit on bullshit. China?
Yeah. I'm with him. I'm going bullshit.
B Corps. Do you know what
B Corps is? Yeah, B Corps is all B. You know, as someone who is accredited by the Good Shopping Guide ethical thing, or top 200 company in the world, I think, for ethical practice.
God, you almost said another word there.
B Corp, it's just another thing to attach your PR to, isn't it? Really?
I mean, we're supposed to argue these things, but I kind of agree with that.
I agree with him.
Okay, fine.
TikTok!
Yeah, I mean, just for kids, isn't it? Whatever nonsense. Do you know the amount of energy you have to spend on social media to feed the engine, to feed this nonsense, to get nothing back from? I really bullshit.
This week, our grubs have been mostly eating. There must be the glove glue guy was good, that he just did loads of videos with his son of what he could stick to his gloves. He makes a glue that makes goalkeepers' gloves better. You just need to come up with something silly that you do, like feed them different foods and then play the music and see what happens.
See what happens, right? Magic mushrooms, yeah, so they come up with stuff.
Yeah.
Mentors.
I suppose they're quite good. Someone's got a better idea than yourself.
So unconvinced.
So we think that's business.
Someone giving me... Yeah.
Well, I mean,
have
you
ever had one yourself?
No? Well, I've got a wife.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably the same thing, to be fair.
Yeah, a boss. Yeah. As most men refer to them.
Someone above.
Above, exactly. I mean, that's the irony of the sexist conversation. I don't have a married friend who's not like not under the thumb, but certainly not in charge.
Has a better heart.
I was going to say, I think it's probably I'll deal with that in a second. But I think it's probably
It's terrifying. I'm terrified of you. Terrified. I'll deal with you in a minute.
No, I just Andrew, report. I meant
go
the
stand
comment.
In the corridor.
I meant the comment.
Yeah.
What I was going to say is I think that wives are probably just less tactful than most mentors. Like when you're mentoring someone, I've done it a few times in the past, you have to find a way of telling them they're ridiculous without actually saying that's fucking ridiculous.
Not if you're an Australian mentor,
that's
you know.
True. But just I would also, say it to answer is. Your question, I think probably if you ask the wives, they wouldn't say they were in charge.
Yeah, they might not say it, but that's what
part of the tactic.
That's part of the tactic. That's what real people in control do. You know, we know they're in charge because we've tried to do stuff. We've tried to do stuff without permission, and it's gone pretty badly. They're terrifying when
that's
they get
upset.
That's
just because you make stupid decisions. That's not the same thing.
No, we don't give a shit, basically. So we don't even care what. If our wife went out all day, we'd be like, oh, that's nice. She's gone out all day. It's about time she had a bit of time on her own. You know what I mean? And like, as a man, you go out on me.
You have not met my father.
No, I haven't.
If my mum goes out, she's not allowed out without him with her.
Well, things have changed.
Wow, things have changed.
Things have changed. Yeah. I would say the boots on the other, the heels on the other. The high heels.
Just do the next one.
Instagram.
Once again, it's just another, social media nonsense. Just a lot of fuel to make. Not a lot.
You've got to get the mealworms dancing or something. Yeah,
the thing is, dogs don't look at Instagram, and they can't therefore get into your product. Can you? It's funny that we buy. It's one of those things. It's like women buy cosmetics for their. They buy all the skincare and the stuff for their male partner. It's like who buys the pet food? It's probably the mums generally. Is it? I know this is ridiculous.
Sorry, no. I'm just thinking about my brother-in-law who had all his clothes, including pants and socks, bought for him by his mother until he met my sister. And now he has all his clothes.
That's pretty much my life.
Isn't that normal?
Isn't that normal?
You never actually buy your own clothes because somebody else.
Although I'm wearing my clients.
I've got terrible taste, apparently. So.
Okay, yes.
I've got a big up employment hero, my client. I put the socks on this morning and I was like, oh, I like these socks. And they're my client. I thought I didn't know my client had done socks. I don't even remember that happening, but they've got some my
founders, egos, business or bullshit?
Oh, they're probably bullshit.
Do you have an ego?
Yeah, well, everyone's got one, but you've got to have the right amount or whatever. You've got to be able to listen to criticism about what you're doing.
I don't know if autistic people have egos. If you're autistic enough, I don't think you have an ego in the way we're meaning it.
Does that mean that you actually can even hear anyone, though?
Yeah, I think it's a nice thing about them that they're not like the rest of us driven by our own sense of importance. They don't see it like that. But anyway, I've gone off one. All right, and the final Russia.
Oh, yeah, you know, I wish Russia would get a grip of itself. And
get a grip, Russia.
And get a grip and throw that man out a window.
Yeah.
So.
The word? Defenestration.
What, they're throwing out of a window? Yeah. How do you fucking know all these words? What's it called?
Defenestration.
Defenestration.
Everyone knows that one.
To throw somebody out a window.
And that's a Marxist word.
Yeah, so you, like people, you know, people in the Soviet Union or whatever, they get defenestrated. It just, now it's, defenestrated it's like, kind of means...
It's political maneuver.
You get them removed, but it means throwing them out a window.
Wow. I have learned a lot today.
Yeah.
It's really
conjugated as well. It's really useful.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's always good to have a Greek expert on the podcast just in case we're trying to throw people out of windows. And there you have it. Well done. You scored 6,212 points. 6212. It's an excellent score. Thank you very much.
A big, big thank you to Connell for joining us this week, and we'll be back next Tuesday with a brand new episode. In the meantime, have a great weekend.